Hi guys, welcome back for your taroscopes for April 2024. This is Aries season. So here we are. We're going to do just like I do every month. We're going to pull cards for the collective and then do a little special reading for Aries and then continue in order. So we're at the top of the astrological new year. So Aries is the beginning. And so we will, it'll be easy just to go right through. So let's go ahead and start with the collective reading. Please be clear. All right. So the reading for the collective is as follows. We have the Three of Pentacles, the Queen of Cups, and then the Nine of Swords. So what I'm seeing here is number one, it's time to call in the troops. It's time to build your team, to call in help, to establish who your core group is and invite them to join you on your mission or whatever it is that you're dealing with this month. It's showing that you've created a good team and a good network that would be happy to support you. And you can also be in support of these people that you kind of pull together. It's a month that's twofold. Number one, I think you're going to feel, we're going to all feel really sensitive this month, especially emotionally sensitive. But the gift of feeling emotionally sensitive is that we get to feel and not bypass whatever it is that's going on. You also may have a heightened sense of intuition, which is a beautiful thing. And part of aligning with that intuition is sort of deepening you, allowing yourself to be more in the flow, allowing yourself to be open and connected. Next, though, I will say the second full, like twofold of this month is there is showing with this Nine of Swords, like anxiety, sometimes restlessness, sleeplessness, some mental health challenges. So sometimes, you know, when you're feeling things deeply, it can add stress and anxiety as these awarenesses come up. So our emotions give us information that we then process mentally. And so that's kind of what's going to be happening this month. You'll feel things deeply through your emotional body, and then you might start to process mentally, and that might create some sort of stress or distress. But it's okay, because remember, we started with this to say it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to call in the troops, call in your friends or whoever you have to support you. All right, so let's pull the card of the year for Aries, and then we'll do the monthly check-in. All right, what do we have for Aries? The card of the year is the Page of Swords. Great. This year, you're going to be getting a lot of clarity, a lot of sort of opportunities to express yourself, to be clear, to talk with others, to communicate with others. It's also getting to the source of your own personal truth and your own personal way of seeing the world and processing the world that is unique to you. I would encourage you to lean into your own unique thoughts and ideas. Do not shy away. Allow yourself to express them, to, you know, get clear with yourself and then express them to other people. It's really fun with this Page of Swords. Like sometimes it feels fun to have novel ideas or to see things from a new perspective or to have a beginner's mind. So I think you're going to be really mentally stimulated and create mentally exciting activities for yourself and ways to engage with others this year. All right, let's see what we got for this month for Aries. Happy birthday. Okay, I always get a kick out of it when we pull the Three of Cups for birthday months. So, because it's the card of celebration. So we have the Three of Cups, we have the King of Swords, and then we have the, the Seven of Wands. All right, what we've got here is it's a great month to celebrate, which makes sense, right? It's your birthday season, even if it's already passed. We want you to be social and call in other people and bring together groups to celebrate you and your presence. It's also showing here this King of Swords, and we had a lot of swords energy going into the year with that Page of Swords being your card of the year. It's a card to be, it's a month to be a leader, to really hold firm with this Seven of Wands too. Really hold firm with your ideals and your ideas. And it's a great time because it's your solar returns to create a vision for yourself moving forward that is more mature than ever before, where you're thinking about things in a real strategic way, where you're able to plan for the future. It's really great to do that. And it's saying to hold firm, like, and protect your boundaries and create an environment for yourself where you feel safe and secure and things are going more your way. We want you to be the dominant energy in your life, and we want you to do that through this month. It's showing through your mental processes and your mind. All right, let's check in about our Taurus friends this month. All right, Taurus, what do we got here? We're seeing some duplicate cards. All right, this is wonderful. So we have the Page of Swords, we have the Queen of Wands, and then my favorite card, the Star card this month for Taurus. So just like we were saying with Aries for the card of the year, you're going to be getting so many fun ideas and novel ideas coming through you. You're going to be getting messages. You're going to be getting really clear about what it is that you want and how you can communicate that to other people. It's also showing just like a mental agility. And I love the idea of a beginner's mind for you, Taurus, because you might be an expert in a lot of things. And this is an opportunity for you to not lead with your expertise, but lead with your curiosity, lead with the question, like, what is possible? How can we make things work? And to really think outside of the box. It's also the optimal month for you to dive deeply into your spiritual practice, maybe your witchier ways. I would even think about some new practices. It's a great month to try something new or something that a modality you've been curious about or a ritual you've been curious about. But it's really cool to have a practice. And a practice means something that you dedicate yourself to doing every single day, no matter what. And so I would recommend a spiritual practice that you do every day, no matter what. The cards here are also saying with the Star card, you're in the right place at the right time. No matter what your reality is reflecting back to you, it's the right place at the right time, and somehow everything is working out. So if you start to feel misaligned or you're like, what is going on? You have to retell yourself that you're in the right place at the right time and everything is working out in your favor, even if you can't tell that until further down the line. All right, we have Gemini next. All right. So Gemini, we've got a little bit of tension this month. So let's get into it. We have the Six of Swords. We have the Four of Pentacles, and then we have the Four of Cups. So we've got two fours, and fours are energies of stability. If you think about like a table with four legs, that's more stable than if it had three. So a couple of things going on here. It's showing that you are actively trying to distance yourself from mentally troubling or conflicting ideas, people, or circumstances. You're trying to get away from it, whether it's, you know, it could even be your own mental anguish that you're trying to create distance between you and that feeling or those ideas. And it's showing here that you might be overcorrecting. So in your effort to sort of maintain your mental peace and stability, it's showing that you might actually be closing down a little bit. You might be sort of like overcompensating by trying to control, by trying to like push things away, creating overly firm boundaries, and constricting yourself. So we don't want you to collapse like in an effort to have like sort of self-preservation. We want to see if you can stay open and receptive while you're also trying to navigate this distance from any sort of conflict. So if you feel yourself getting small, getting tight, getting controlling, getting grippy, overcorrecting by pushing people away, that's not really the way to do it. And I would watch to see that you're not sort of shutting down and kind of learn a new skill or a new way to navigate this preservation of your mental health. All right, Cancer, let's see what we've got going on for you guys. All right. So Cancer, this is really interesting. This month has really like a start-stop energy. So we have the Chariot, which actually is the card of Cancer. And then we have the Five of Swords. And then we have the Hanged Man card. So you might start out this month with a bang, and there's lots of momentum and positivity, and you feel like you're rolling. And then it might feel like the brakes slam, and you're like, and you kind of come to a halt that you didn't plan for. And then you're kind of just like the Hanged Man, dangling, just hanging out there for a while. And that might seem like an undesired outcome, right? You're like, what? I was rolling. I'm feeling good. And now I'm kind of feeling like I'm regressing and going backwards. Well, I would just offer that that's not necessarily the truth. The hangman is giving you an opportunity to reevaluate and course correct before you charge 100 miles an hour in not a productive direction. And so I would say that the reflection for you is, let's see the direction you are going in, why you're moving in that way, and why you are going so fast, and reevaluate to see if that still aligns with your goals and values, or if you were just keeping up because that's where the energy was rolling. And I think that once you kind of take a break and you reflect, you might just be able to, you don't have to change directions altogether, but you just might be able to optimize or modify slightly to make you more on target. It's also saying, like, if you are going really fast in sort of worldly pursuits and neglecting your inner work or your spiritual work, the hangman is a great energy for a spiritual awakening and deepening. So it's almost like the slowing down can get you realigned and reconnected to a higher part of yourself that may have been neglected in the hustle of the momentum and forward movement. All right, Leo. This is looking really great for Leo. We have three major arcana cards for Leo. We have the Strength card, we have the Temperance card, and we have the Chariot. So this means to me that this is a very meaningful and powerful month. These three cards would indicate that whatever's going on for you this month is part of your personal evolution, your soul's journey, the deepening of, you know, you in this lifetime. And these are all very, very positive cards. It's showing that you have created the strength for yourself, which is that resilience that's tied to compassion. So being strong emotionally for yourself and others, being a vessel for healing for yourself and others. And by following this path of, you know, having your ego in service to your heart, being in a healing journey, it creates a lot of positivity and flow. It creates a lot of success. And so this month, it's so important to prioritize leading with your heart and maintaining a sense of balance in all that you do, emotionally, physically, spiritually. We want this sense of balance and healing, because when you're in alignment with those two objectives, then it shows that the universe puts the wind in your sails and you start to feel more energy, more momentum, and more success. All right, let's check in with Virgo. Ooh, the Star card again. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, Virgos, this is looking like a very positive month. We have the Star card, we have the Ace of Pentacles, and the Four of Wands. Again, with the Star card, I've said it before, you are in the exact right place at the exact right time. You are in alignment. The changes that you've made and anything that you've been sort of, like, you know, doing here is exactly right. And you are following your true north. And that's a beautiful thing. It's showing that you're on the precipice of some new life changes in the realm of pentacles, which is either career or home life or your physical body. It's a really great time to invest in those areas of your life. Not all of them. There's probably, since there's lots of people listening, one of those areas where you should invest some real good energy. And it's showing it's going to be fun. Like, it's going to feel good to invest or restart or refocus on those, any of those areas for yourself. It's also saying it's a great time to celebrate yourself and to look at these milestones that you've achieved, specifically regarding your passion projects or your, or things that you're excited about, or even your spiritual endeavors. It's showing, yes, you've got some real great mile markers under your belt. And instead of just feeling like you have to keep going and keep doing better and keep moving forward, it's a great time to not necessarily push, but to be reflective and to give yourself credit where credit has been due. All right, let's check into our Libra friends. We have some duplicate cards. Okay, Libra, this is looking like a little tougher month for you than others. And I'm not an astrologer, but I do remember seeing some significance with Libra in this eclipse season. So you might want to do your own research, and that might be why these energies are coming up pretty dense for Libras. We've got the Nine of Swords, we have the Three of Pentacles, and the Eight of Cups. So this is showing that there's a lot of potential for mental distress. This could be insomnia, anxiety, just really feeling overwhelmed mentally and being hard on yourself and sort of could just too stuck in your mind. It's also showing here with the Eight of Cups, there's probably a lot of stagnant energy as well, and that could be causing the stress. It's saying here again, like I've mentioned for another sign that we did a reading for with this Three of Pentacles, it's showing you've got that firm foundation. So even though things might be swirling around you, or your mind might be racing, or you're not sure of exactly what you need to leave behind, it's saying ground into the things in your life that are stable and steady. And that also includes the people in your life who are stable and steady this month, because they will help you navigate this area. But you're going to get very clear on some things that you need to let go of, some things that you need to move on from. And it feels like to me this analogy of Humpty Dumpty, where he falls off the wall and then you can't put it back together quite the same way. And the best thing to do is to cut your losses. So don't try to force things back into the old way. If something has left you or needs to be left behind, it's because it's no longer a fit and something better will come to replace it. But we don't want you gripping to keep the status quo, because that can actually be stunting you in the long run. There is no way back to the old place. You are different. The scenario is different. The environment's different. So you can't replicate what was left back there. You just have to keep moving forward. All right, let's check into Scorpio. Three. Oh, wow. Finally, we got some good stuff going for Scorpios. We have the Lover's card, we have the Six of Cups, and we have the Knight of Cups. This is more than ever a month of romance. The Lover's card and the Knight of Cups really indicate that. The Lover's card means, so I'm just going to read this a few ways. If you're a person that's in a relationship, it's showing it's a great month to really invest in the harmony of your relationship with you and your partner, specifically through romance. So we don't need to analyze things. We don't need to optimize things. We don't need to nag our partners. We need to be open to pursuing love and being romantic and actually putting love into practice. It's also showing here, like sharing love with not just romantic partners, but also with the Six of Cups, friends and families and family and loved ones and people that you have a long history with. If you're a single person, it is a great month to start dating. It's showing that there's alignment there with you and potentially meeting a long-term partner. But I also want to mention that this sometimes can indicate that there's someone pre-existing in your sphere who might be an appropriate match for you, that maybe you didn't see them in a romantic context before, but now it's open. It's an open to being a match. So if you're dating, I would scan and maybe write a long list of people that you know. It could be an ex. It could be just a friend of a friend and someone really on the periphery, but you don't necessarily have to start from scratch. There might be some real great love options for you in your pre-existing pool. All right, Sagittarius, let's see what we got.
So, okay, Sagittarius, let's see what we've got for you here. We have the Two of Pentacles, the Queen of Cups, and the Queen of Swords. Because this is a card of balance and we see two queens, I believe that you're going to be balancing between your own Queen of Cups and your Queen of Swords. This means balancing between your heart, your intuition, being in the flow with your more intellectual, strategic, and more deliberate parts of yourself. And it's saying that we can't just favor one or the other. It's time to bring them both in balance. Let your mind serve your heart and let your heart serve your mind. It's a great month also to create long-term plans. So you might need to think about what you want in the long term and use that strategic part of yourself to help actualize the goals and the inspirations from your heart-centered aspect of yourself. All right, Capricorn. You got a lot of swords action, all swords for Capricorn. So we've got the Eight of Swords. Then we have the Justice card, which is associated with some swords and air energy, and the Two of Swords. Swords are the suit of the mind. Swords are also the suit of conflicts. When we have mental conflicts and things like that, the swords show up. So right now we're showing that it's not looking like a lot of free-flowing energy here for Capricorns, unfortunately. Sometimes some of you guys might be feeling like a victim of circumstance, like you've kind of got cut off at the knees and you're not really sure how to proceed. It's showing that you have maybe two different paths or ideas of how to move forward that might be in conflict or opposition with one another, and you're not quite sure how to move forward. The Justice card is giving you this notion that you should really be using your mind and not just following your heart or whim. We want you to really think out strategically and weigh the pros and cons of the different directions that you're going to weigh. It's also saying not to make decisions from a victimized standpoint. So if you're feeling victimized or stuck, don't make a decision from that place. Maybe pause, or maybe see if you can get yourself feeling a little bit more free, a little bit more in flow before you make the choices that you need to make. Whatever you choose right now is proving to have long-lasting impact into the future. So it makes a lot of sense to take it seriously, but it's also kind of hard to make these decisions when you're feeling a little bit of mental anguish. So I guess step one is to see if you can elevate out of the sense of anguish. You can use your strategic mind to weigh the pros and cons regarding making a decision and see if that can help you choose a singular direction moving forward. If you're still not clear this month, it's best to pause and wait and see if the energy shifts. All right, what do we have next? We have Aquarius, the Star card again, and it's the card of Aquarius, which I love that for you guys. All right, we have the Star card, we have the Moon card, and we have the Five of Swords. So again, this is the third time I get to talk about my favorite card, the Star card, today. Again, I'm just going to reiterate for our Aquarius friends, you are in the right place at the right time. Everything is divinely orchestrated in your favor. Even if things don't feel 100% right, just trust. Just trust that there is a greater good or greater purpose out of all that you are going through. It's showing this month with the Moon card, there's going to be deep revelations happening for you. You're going to be seeing things in a new light. You're going to be confronting things that you might have hid from yourself for a very long time. These are things that are deep in the recesses of your mind and your psyche that are ready to come to the surface to clear and to be faced. And some of these things might cause some mental conflict and some mental anguish and anxiety. And I would just tell you that they wouldn't be surfacing. These revelations would not be surfacing if you weren't ready to face them. This is somehow by your design to get to know yourself better, to get to see more truth, more realness. Like it's almost like the veil has been lifted and you can see things for real. And sometimes what you see for real is ugly. And that's okay. It's just showing you what you need to navigate and the next round of self-discovery that lies in store for you. So just know that you've got it. Know that you're in the right place at the right time and that everything is working out in a divine way for you at this moment. All right, last but not least, we have Pisces. All right, Pisces. Another time we're pulling this Five of Swords. So that's been a real theme. So we'll get into it. We have the Two of Wands. We have the Four of Pentacles once again, and the Five of Swords. So again, okay. So with the Two of Wands, it shows the split path and you've got some decisions to make. You can kind of go left or go right, but it's not showing that you have to take immediate action. It's more like contemplating the different paths that are available to you and kind of almost putting yourself into the position of your future self and seeing which feels most exciting and what you want to focus on. It's showing that you're prioritizing safety and security. And so when you're making these decisions for the future, it's important to know that it's okay to prioritize safety and security. It's showing that if you don't prioritize safety and security, that perhaps that will cause mental anguish and anxiety and undue stress. And so it's not to change you. It's more to like realize, as much as like our Pisces friends are flowy and like a watery sign and like to go with the flow, it's okay to also understand that there's a grounding energy that's really nurturing to you. And there's this sense of stability that feels really good. And when that's missing, it's harder to be in the flow. But when that's taken care of, you can actually focus on your innate nature of being intuitive and in the flow and sensitive and all of those things. So get clear on what your basic needs are. Make sure that those are taken care of. Use that to inform your future decisions and use that as a form of mental health care for yourself, like getting your root needs taken care of so that you can then be free to be more of yourself. So thank you so much for listening to the Taroscopes. This is for April 2024, and you can listen for your sun sign, which is your personality and probably your identity that you align with the most. If you're listening for your rising sign, that sort of has to do with how people out in the world see you. So you can listen through that lens. And if you're listening for your moon sign, it's to do with your emotional body. So just give you a couple of tips for that. And I also encourage you to listen back to last month and see how those energies unfolded specifically for you. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a great month of April.